It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the world-famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande.
Orale.
And let me tell you guys this. We are the best damn cannabis show in the planet.
Yeah, and I really want to give a shout-out real quick. I know it's random, but to Angela Johnson, and if she's coming to a city near you, make sure you go check out her show because she's doing shows all around the country right
on
now.
On tour.
And we got a chance to go
see her.
You're welcome. I couldn't believe Mark and Craig didn't want to go,
Joe.
But Blue had a really good time.
Wait till I tell Amanda.
Yeah, Janet, too. She loves Angela
Johnson.
Wait
till I tell Amanda.
It was brought up during our Monday conference call,
and Blue was
the only one.
You guys weren't
on the call.
As my mom would say, you lie like a rug.
Liar.
Remember when
like
we
a
say
rug, you
if
lie.
Things get brought up on the conference call that you guys
you
aren't a part of?
Blue like goes, a rug. I was even on it. I've been on the last couple, matter of fact.
You know what's messed up is I only was able to grab four tickets, so I apologize to you
here,
guys.
Here.
I know. We know.
Oh, there's
okay.
A good picture of Angela.
The Jews don't rate.
You know, but she did ask about
it's
you guys.
Right.
She said she loves the show, and we did give her some We gave Angela some really nice Cannabis Talk 101 t-shirts and all stuff with her and
little
her husband Manuel.
Pack.
But if you see it, if you don't know who Angela Johnson is, Google her. She does a really funny show and her opening acts are great. It was a really good time. Next
get
time she's
her,
in town,
get,
we'll
get
go.
Us her info. We'll get her a Shut the Fuck Up hat and shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just give it to me. I'll give it to her.
I don't trust
her. I mean,
you.
She's my little cousin.
You fuck
for
on me.
Sakes.
You fuck on me.
You know,
it's
good. You know what's crazy is that, listen.
I'm not going to wear a small.
Look, so a lot of people go to you know, comedy shows and things like that, and her whole team was amazing.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you know, she had a whole team and open up acts and stuff like that, and then she held down about an hour of straight just rolling. I mean, it was great. And then she also, just a sneak peek, she did some of her you know, her former stuff that she did previously.
Oh yeah,
oh, I love
her,
that.
Her nails. Oh, she
the nails.
She does that at the. She goes. Everybody comes here. You want to see my grand slam?
That's
skit.
So awesome. There are so many comics who
yeah,
like.
Don't
oh, I'm not going to do my bit. That's
exactly what Angela
loves.
Said. Like she
it's
does that
up.
Because she
it.
Wants
yep.
people to hear the big home run that everybody knew her for, which was that nail salon skit. So if you don't know who she is,
so yeah, awesome.
It's still funny.
No, actually, if you don't know who she is, as soon as you hear that, you'll know who she is.
She's that viral.
That
yeah,
big.
She's
it's that big.
Skit
yeah.
went that viral.
But not only that, though. I mean, the jokes. I mean, I don't want to ruin the whole thing, but there was some
don't
just
ruin it.
amazing.
So when she back
fun.
And close, I can tell Amanda.
And oh, she's just
all
a
her
great
shows
person.
Get sold out, especially locally in Cali
she's
right here.
Punch
I think she's
going
to be in San Bernardino, though. Maybe we can go there.
Punch you in the face.
But oh. I think San Bernardino will sell out, too. But Brea sold out. She's like nine shows
put a warden
sold out.
In advance.
Oh, she always does. She hits me. Well, at least Brea, because she knows I'm local. And I forgot to actually put a ticket order in. So I was going to take us all,
no,
right?
Put a ticket order in.
I know. And then I forgot. And then she texts me going, are you coming to my show or not? I'm like, shit, how many tickets you have for this one? So she already had her tickets given away that she had. So I'm like, well, how many tickets you got for what show? She's like, I got four for this time. I got two for that time. Four. So all I had was either four or two. You know what I mean? Because she was already giving her tickets out. So
four
I was screwed.
Hosts.
I'm talking about the next
just
one.
Us four go.
That would have been good. Yeah.
Hey. Kind of would have, actually.
Yeah. San Bernardino. Hey. It might be San Bernardino.
No, San Bernardino. No,
man, if Amanda doesn't go, I can't go.
I could go.
Your wife, though, is a bigger fan.
She is.
Your wife, she's quoted everyone.
I won't go if she can't go.
We'll just buy a couple extra
who,
tickets.
Who, his wife or your
let's
wife?
Buy some,
my wife.
Let's buy some tickets and support. How about that?
I mean, we could do that, too.
Hey. They're happy to do
well,
that.
I wouldn't, but
I
you
mean,
guys
you act like we don't have anything in our pockets. Jeez, like, we can't go unless it's free.
That's definitely
now, you know what? Craig's going to ask her to pay him to go.
You'll see if it's in her writer.
I'll show up.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Lou.
Sounds good.
You got a point there.
She should get us up there to do Shut the Fuck Up.
Oh, that would be fun. You know, it's funny. In her audience, it's funny that you say that because I was thinking about it going, I wonder how many people in this audience know who we are. And I think her audience kind of, you know, would know.
Oh, for
funny.
Sure. There was definitely people there.
It was Raza heavy there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very Latin crowd, at least the one that we were in.
You know, but she does not actually promote cannabis in her set.
Not
does
even it, nothing about her is.
Yeah.
Not, it.
But
okay.
it, she doesn't need
I mean,
to.
We love
you know
comics.
I mean?
I don't care if they're about cannabis or not.
Well, I
it's
mean,
about your rights.
You know, if you want to get paid, though.
Yeah. She gets paid. She does pretty well.
Oh, not her. I mean, Craig.
No, we can do the script and save all those fucking alkies sitting there. Everybody who's getting slammed. Just imagine it goes.
Blue kept buying Chanel these shots, and she goes, "Oh my God, babe, can you tell him to stop buying these shots?" I go, "Babe, just set him down. He'll drink them. He's fine."
Yeah, and then he's like,
"He keeps getting me doubles. I can't drink them."
And then the last one, she just pushed it back to the table, and I pushed it back to her.
they're behind me. I'm not seeing it. I get this word in my ear going, "Can you tell him to please stop?" I'm like, "What is he doing? Sorry, he's buying you drinks. For God's sakes, he could be doing worse."
I ended up taking him. I took it down.
So anyway, shout out to her. And if you want to go see her, AngelaJohnson.com.
Loved it.
Check her out. She's a fun time. I guarantee you, you'll have a blast at her show. So
loved it.
That all being said, that's on a good note. I think we have a bad note right here with When Cannabis Goes Bad.
We do.
From little brother Mark Wasserman.
You got it. Out of Topeka, Kansas, the headline reads, "Federal cannabis charges brought up against Topeka man." Yes, it's true. People are still being charged federally. A Topeka man has been indicted and arrested for federal cannabis charges. Acting U.S. Attorney Dustin Slinkard says Jeremiah Gespy, 18, of Topeka, was indicted and arrested on federal charges of possession with intent to distribute cannabis and possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime.
Woo.
This case highlights the importance of the strong working relationships among federal, state, and local law enforcement. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, up to 2 years probation, and a mandatory special assessment of $100 for the first charge.
Well, for the second charge,
he could face up to 5 years of prison.
Oh, that's not good.
A fine of $250,000 and up to 5 years probation. He is scheduled for his initial appearance. And this is a joint investigation between Topeka Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I want to point out that more and more of these multi-jurisdictional task force are being put together all over the country. There's some here in California in different places, and people are being arrested. A vast majority of everybody are not. You know, the black market, as we know, is thriving out here. And they certainly, as it was before, they can't catch everybody.
You know, as much as I am a fan of everybody and anybody should be able to smoke anywhere they want, move as much as you want around, that's what I'm a fan of and wish for. But folks, there's rules and laws.
Hey,
if you fucking break them and you're an idiot and you get caught.
Well, no, it's not necessarily you're an idiot. No, because you have people who are making the calculated decision.
Well, let's look at this
to
one.
Grow without being in the regulated space.
When they choose to do that,
then they got to suffer the consequences when it happens.
And that's
my point.
About people like you though that just don't get caught, Craig?
Well, then I'm really fucking lucky.
No. The problem, like,
but don't count on luck.
The biggest problem is the people who are traveling who don't understand the laws because they just look at the headlines. It's legal. It's legal.
You know, I remember hearing a long time ago, your negligence doesn't, you know, give you the right.
Ignorance is not a defense.
Ignorance is not a defense.
You know what? And as much as ignorance is a real factor.
No, most of these people aren't ignorant of the fact. They just are choosing.
I'm trying to give people benefit of the doubt.
No. I don't think there's anybody who knows what they're doing is illegal.
You're totally wrong.
Except exceptions.
Well, now you change your whole fucking thing.
No, this is an exception.
People who go to a doctor
and they get a 99 plant rec and they think they can grow 99 plants.
That was a thing, though.
There's more exceptions. There's people who fly here from other states and
go to cookies and go to this one and go to all these licensed cultivations.
Okay, so they go to licensed legal shops and buy stuff legally, throw it in their backpack thinking, hey, it's okay. And then they get arrested for felony exporting out of the state.
That's worse than exporting out of the state.
Well, listen, I think a lot of people have to realize this, and I know that people know, because here's not all of them. There is some people that are just oblivious to everything. Okay, I get that, but I'd say 80% of the people that actually purchase cannabis at all these different places, before they go, they're going, "Holy shit, am I going to get arrested for moving this across the state?" And then they do. That's what
happens.
When
you go across the state lines like this, you know, person in Topeka, Kansas, things like that. I got a story of a gentleman that I talked to over the weekend at the pool. "What do you do, Joe?" And I told him what I do. And they said, "Oh, well, I used to go to this one dispensary right here in Lake Forest." And I went, "Hey, by the way,
that was illegal.
Exactly, Blue. I go, "By the way, what do you mean it's illegal? I went in there. They had it all there." I go, "Yeah, And it's not in the green zone. Matter of fact, I go, the only place in Orange County, South Orange County, is Santa Ana, and now they just opened up Costa Mesa.
Yeah, haven't started yet, but...
But they got spots open up. I go, so now you can go to Costa Mesa, as I explained exactly that. And he goes, what do you mean it's illegal? Like, so my point is, some people, this is a highly educated man, goes, you know what I mean? It's very big time pharmaceutical job, and he had no fucking clue
That's different than the cultivation I was talking about. But you're right.
It's still the same ignorance.
He also knew you were on Cannabis Talk 101 and was just really trying to get a bag.
Well, I sold the one because I have Ace locked and loaded in the garage.
So what do you do, bro? What do you do?
I mean, we get people coming to the office going, I want to open up in Anaheim. Now, I don't think it's true anymore. I don't know if there are. I don't know what's in Anaheim anymore, but there was a lot of illegal storefronts.
How did they do it?
And they're like, well, I go, it's illegal in Anaheim. Well, there's 10 stores in Anaheim.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you want to be a gangster. Let's go. Open up a store. We have to, you know, tell you that it's illegal and you shouldn't be doing it.
And you should put me on a retainer for 10 racks.
But if you want to go do that, that's your own decision. But know that you're be committing this crime and that crime and that crime. And half of those people go, oh, no, and then they run out the door because that's what my intention is, unless they're really, you know, want to take the heat, know what's coming.
Well, take the heat like your crotch, baby, in your seat. It's Cannabis Talk 101. What time is it, Blue?
It's dime time, guys, and if you're going to G4 Live Bud Tenders Awards just like us, it's going down September 29th through October 2nd.
Woo!
Check this out, guys. Cali FX, Feel the Effects will be in the building. Budman's 2, 420. Expressions.
It ain't real, bro.
And that is that nug that hangs on your necklace.
Best necklaces in the world.
And Terpene Warehouse makes terpenes that are going to go inside and outside of that nug that you're going to hear. And Viscous Vapes, guys. These guys have an amazing vape for you. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Take a hit, get lit, and
take a hit, get lit. It's the second segment, brother. Take it easy.
I was looking at you just about to land down and say, welcome back to Cannabis
Thank
Talk
you, Blue.
101. And I'll tell you this. I think, Mark, do you have somewhere when cannabis goes back?
I got another one.
Really? Because I know your brother's got some news over there,
too. Let me knock this one out because... In Massachusetts, the headline reads...
Sometimes that's a hard state to say.
Massachusetts.
See? Blue can't do it.
Massachusetts.
Hey, watch me mess it up. And
Massachusetts.
I say, there you go. You mess it up again. Mark just said it right, which is funny.
I didn't mess it up. Massachusetts.
Here you go. Ready? Massive two tits.
Hello!
Craig, your turn to try it.
Massachusetts.
He said it right the first time. Lick your lips. Say it right. Let's see.
I don't need to say nothing.
Please try and do it. It's hard.
Massachusetts.
Wow, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay, guys. It's hard.
Is it Chusets?
See, it's hard to say. I'm just saying. I'm praising Mark. Blue stepped up and did exactly what I thought he'd do, which I would do. And
well,
you know,
say it then, Joe.
Massachusetts. See, I can't do it. I think it's Mexican.
Mark,
Latin thing. We can't do it.
All right, can I get through this?
Sorry, go ahead. What state is it?
Massachusetts.
The headline reads: Out of Massachusetts.
Good job.
We enunciate clearly, cannabis company illegally distributed cannabis and forgot to pay their taxes.
That's the key.
An illegal company has to pay their taxes? Well,
yes.
A woman ran an illegal cannabis distribution ring that netted $14 million in revenue, but never paid taxes, according to prosecutors.
She's pulling in some paper.
From 2015 to 2018, Deanna Martin, 53, ran a cannabis delivery service in Massachusetts under the name...
Now you're just showing off.
Northern Herb. The company claimed to sell medical cannabis, but did not require proof of a medical cannabis card, according to prosecutors. Northern Herb would also deliver to unattended locations where anyone could have taken the drugs, according to prosecutors. The company employed at least 25 workers. From May 2016 to July 2018, the company had that total revenue of more than $14 million, but Northern Herb did not pay taxes or withhold taxes from employees' wages, according to prosecutors. Many workers were paid in cash and did not pay the IRS. Martin pleaded guilty to tax evasion, conspiracy to distribute cannabis, possession of cannabis with intent to distribute, and money laundering.
Nice.
She entered her plea during a court hearing and will be sentenced later this month. Martin faces up to 65 years in prison and could have to pay millions of dollars in fines, restitution, and forfeiture.
You know, the sad part is that, you know,
that's when cannabis goes really bad,
dude,
baby.
The sad part to that is that, you know, when you hit somebody with that, I mean, 65 years, and let's just say she gets 15.
Well, and she's already 53.
Well, no, it'll be at a different jail prison as well. I mean, it's the hokey doke, you know, well, laid back one. But still,
dude, 15 years in any cell.
But it's
in,
you know,
any cell.
Don't get me wrong, anywhere.
You know, for cannabis.
In your house?
Yeah, exactly. Can't with your wife.
Yeah, at home arrest. Yeah, home arrest for 15. Yeah, your wife. Jesus,
stuck at home. I'm just saying, you know what I mean.
Chanel, do you hear that? You know, I'll tell you though, it's sad because again, it just shows that a lot of the country isn't on board with what the hell's going on.
Well, not only that, though, Blue, the key to this, and I take away from, I remember somebody telling me this at an early age, and she said, if you're selling drugs, make sure you're paying taxes so that you don't draw a target on your back. And it's funny that
when
I remember
when you
were
15?
It doesn't matter when. I just remember exactly being told, and it wasn't necessarily referred to me, but my brother sold dope, and he went to prison when I was, I think, 12. And so, you know, but he was selling coke and everything else too. But at the point is, I remember hearing these stories from a tax lady that told me this. I was younger, but in my 20s, younger. I wasn't, and it wasn't me selling the dope. We were just talking in general. And ironically, just remember the story, which is the facts. And ever since she said that, more and more stories coming up like this. And I always think of that conversation I had with her in my 20s, going, even if you're a drug dealer, pay and do your taxes because you're going to draw a target on your back. This lady who has this company employing X amount of people in a small fucking town doing big things, making millions of dollars. So therefore, you're making some noise, right? You're not making noise. You're making noise from a business standpoint and everything else. So therefore, the moral of the story is, folks, pay your damn taxes.
That's how they got Capone.
Exactly. When you think about all the shit he's done. Racketeering, killing, this and that, the drugs. And he gets hit and they take him down for taxes?
Man.
That's the one. And it always stuck in my head. When we come back, we've got some cannabis news. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy. Cannabis Talk 101, Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at Law, Blue, and Joe Grande. And I want to give a big thanks to Chris Franchino.
Franchino!
In the house, Erica Abel, Daniel Cal, Tim Pitt, Peanut, Jennifer, and Elvis over in Vegas. Thank you very much. And right now, we're going to throw it over to my big brother for some cannabis news. Craig?
What do we think about, what is it?
Your hairstyle? I mean, are we guessing? Or are you just
the Olympic
down?
Runner who got disqualified for testing positive
bullshit.
THC?
Horrible.
African American
Shakar Richardson.
Horrible.
Shakar. Well, this is a funny thing actually. When
it's
we
not
talked,
funny.
No,
not
no,
funny.
What I'm going to lead to is funny. Meaning, we talked to Kyle Turley, who hit it on the head with a different scenario that I Blue and I looked at each other when he said this and got the chills. He goes, "This is a racist fucking stunt right here by the Olympics. Let me tell you why. When they bring in the X Games, folks, they judge their THC level at a higher level."
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Wow. Exactly what we did.
Yeah.
We went, wow. So what I think, and at first, Craig,
that's
you ready
crazy,
for this?
Right?
At first, I was like one of those, you know,
why?
The rules type of guy. You know what I mean? Because I'm one of those,
well, the
I
X
hate
game,
it, but
the,
I didn't know the rules.
But the X Games, if they didn't do that,
no one
would have no athletes.
It would be the YZ games.
But the funny part is. But hold on a second. 90% of those X Game athletes are Caucasian Americans.
That's the other point.
So and the sad part to that is that you got skaters, bikers, surfers,
snowboarders,
all these different, you know, people that are
good
that are,
white folk game that we've been known
and
to see.
And don't get
well,
me wrong.
Skateboarding was
I'm not saying it's on them.
The Olympics now, right?
Oh yeah, the 13-year-old girls are winning Olympics. You
see
the 13-year-old kids. Yesterday, 2 13-year-old girls won fucking medals. 13 years old.
For skateboarding?
For skateboarding. Wow. One was from Japan.
How does all those older skateboarders pass the test?
They don't.
Come on.
They don't. And that's the reason they do pass the test is because the levels are higher. And that's the thing.
Or if you're smart, you'd take that drink before you test.
The wizard.
Or if you're really smart, you just gotta say, I can't do it when I'm going there. I don't want it. I don't like it.
But
it's unfair. You're right. But what's fair? Go to Orange County. You want to go fair? Okay,
that's all good and dandy what you're talking about. But the actual basis that people say, this is the crack up, that say, it makes you lazy. It makes you lazy. It makes you lazy.
That's all propaganda. You wanna bullshit.
Stop, you want to stop your opponent from taking it? Hey, if you want to take it,
go.
You want to come in here and take
These
it?
These other countries should be going, no, whatever. Let the U.S. take it.
Yeah, right. It's all blah, blah, blah.
Good point. Because of the propaganda.
There's just no evidence whatsoever as well that it's not enhancement.
And not only that, all these other athletes that can benefit from it, we've seen firsthand. I'm going to bring up one name, and you're going to go, oh, my God, of course, Michael Phelps,
yep.
The most awarded Olympian in Olympic history, let alone he swam like a fucking fish, smoking weed all the time. And he was just on as they were showing the swimming last night. I was watching it, and I'm thinking that the whole time I'm watching him going, damn, and boy, does that dude have a big old jaw. I feel like he's got water in his jaw still. He just sits there and talks, and he has this big old water jaw. You know what I mean? It's nice. Like he's fucking part Aquaman or something. But the point to that story, Craig, is what you're saying is you're right.
Okay,
it's
but
all bullshit.
Listen to this, and this is from the World Anti-Doping Agency. This was a published paper in their Journal of Sports Medicine 2011. They cited three reasons for the prohibition of cannabis. This is almost comical. The first reason cannabis is prohibited because athletes who use it allegedly may endanger themselves through slowed reaction times and loss of executive function. And the second reason states that interviews and animal studies have found that cannabis may potentially be performance enhancing. The third reason basically states that athletes are role models and using cannabis is a violation of the spirit of the sport. Those are the reasons that are into our current, even though it was done in 2011, it hasn't changed. Those reasons haven't changed. So they're like protecting people from, you might be too slow.
Well, here's Joe. The rules are the rules.
I'm saying, Lou,
no,
when you get a speeding ticket for going 80 miles an hour and it's in a 40-mile-an-hour zone, you know the rules.
But some rules, though, let me tell you this. Some rules are so old that and haven't been looked at, and they need to be adjusted.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm giving you a hard time for the beginning. But some of these rules need to be adjusted, especially when it comes to athletes, when the NFL, the NBA, the MAL, the MHL, all these different organizations are pulling back on it and saying, look, we're not going to test for that no more.
Yeah,
then here comes our Olympics, where some of these athletes come straight from these NFLs, from these different professional sports, and they don't adjust their laws. It's because they're behind the times and they're ran by the wrong clique. They haven't looked into it yet. They should have never taken that from that woman, and they should still give it back to her and let her run.
Well, I mean, this article goes on to say, and it gives like a rebuttal to these three reasons, and one and two potentially contradictory, as one says it slows you down and the other one says it's performance enhancing. Like, which one?
What is it?
Which one is it?
Bullshit.
The person goes on to state that reason three appears to be tied to the war on drug policies, which was, oh, my God, you're doing drugs. You're a bad person if you do cannabis. The last reason is especially troubling, as these policies pushed a false narrative of extreme cannabis-related harm and were enforced in incredibly racist and societally damaging ways. It also doesn't quite square with current athletic partnerships with alcohol companies, which one might argue violates the spirit of sports due to the known dangers of alcohol, which substantially exceed those of cannabis. We all know that, right?
So one thing I will mention is this, and I'm not agreeing with this, at all, but it's just devil's advocate playing it, right? Is that other countries like China, where this is not at all, a legal, sense of anything, they have been fighting this war on drugs, and it's not the same. So when you start to think about, what they think about this is that they don't care about our laws. They don't care about, the state's laws. And so other countries are involved, too, because it's the Olympics. So now you're playing up against, China. You know what I mean? And again, don't agree with the outcome of this. I think it's fucking shit. However, China doesn't have any laws against, or for cannabis.
Oh yeah, you go to jail. You're done.
That's so. So when China says, "Hey, wait a minute," like you're
allowing your athletes to do this beyond taboo
enhancing drug.
Beyond enhancing,
yeah, but it's not just performance enhancing.
Now they're cheating, though.
They say it's not.
But I'm just saying the devil's advocate, right? Playing devil's advocate is
from another country's point of view.
From
possibly,
I know they could say it's cheating.
I see what he's saying.
Well, then our people can use steroids, and I'm not agreeing with this. I'm just saying. One thing that I just thought of right now while we're here on air is that, maybe that's their decision on this, right? Because it could create such a huge,
controversy, bottom line.
Yeah, behind the whole thing because the other countries is all. I didn't think of that until just right now, but I still disagree with their decision, and I think it's shit, but that might be a huge, reason why they had to stand behind it and haven't changed.
Well, no, they just have to change it is what has to happen.
Well, yeah, they certainly should. They certainly should. So,
well, either way, these Olympians are getting screwed, and cannabis should be legal. They should all smoke because out there in China, they wish they were, especially to
they probably do.
Help heal right after the events that they're doing. It would be ideal to use some healing medicine,
right,
like cannabis, to prepare for the next events. As I'm watching the swimming yesterday, going, look at them, and they're doing damn near world breaking times on the 100s, the 204. It's like, that's so hard to do. You need some relief, so it's okay though. Take some pills.
Oh yeah, they can shove.
Those are all good.
Shove some
needles,
some oxycodone, whatever they need in their bodies. But unfortunately, that's big pharma.
Craig, not everybody's as cool as you, but you know what? If nobody else loves you,
we do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.